day and I was like, can I just bring, you know, can I just have a good time today? Can I leave myself alone and just have a good time?
Yeah. Matt, thank you for bringing us to your good time forum.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. Yes, yes. The vibes are already incredible.
The vibes are pretty good. Yeah. The vibes are good. That's the biggest thing. It's like every morning I wake up and I have to wrangle the vibe. So easy to wake. I've like been identifying my just default negative pattern every morning. And I will admit that... I love my wife to death, but she is at the. I like will place her at the center of a negative storm. It's so anything she does, it's just me because I've addicted myself to nicotine now, and I wake up so mad. This is a huge mistake to get addicted to nicotine. I don't know why I did this. They were lying. It's such an addictive substance.
You're trying to prove a point. You've been trying to prove this point for so many years, and you finally fall a victim.
Yeah, but it doesn't like. Yeah, the thing is, it gives you like the boost initially is sick, and then that goes away. Then you're just grumpy if you don't have it. You're like, yeah, I wish my wife would get out of bed a little faster. Motherfucker, what do I have to do every day? I'm about to put their shoes on, all right? You put their fucking shoes on. And then I go, Matt, you're being a fucking bitch. Go get your nicotine tablet and relax.
Yeah. Sound like you're being a woke ass, dude.
What's a woke ass?
Kanye West. He hates the woke asses.
How am I woke ass? What are you talking about right now, dude? How dare you? Don't make me put my shit on right now, dude. Don't make me put my leather fit on right now. I'll fucking fuck the vibe up, dude. I'll put my leather fucking hat on right now.
We were listening to that today on the way in here.
It's so good.
It's so funny. When he called, I forget the designer's name. He's like, he's one of them.
Virgil?
Not Virgil.
Okay.
It was somebody
he's
else.
He's beefing with the dead man.
he's beefing with Virgil now?
He's still beefing with Virgil's dead. Academics try to be like, you know, you shouldn't beef. Him trying to bring, like, when academics tries to, like, bring the conversation to a. It's just, it's like, he's like, well, they say you shouldn't beef with the dead. It's like, dude, that's.
That's not what you're here for.
That's the least of this guy's. Yeah. That's your issue right now, him beefing with the dead Virgil.
Academics was the worst part of that interview, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
I like the beginning where he was just like explaining everything and he was trying to, he was like, this is all chaos, but we're going to figure it out. And then he gets there.
But when he's sitting in his room?
Just sitting there. he's just sitting there. He's just watching like him go through the whole thing, like just live recording Kanye, just being like, all right, where you want me to stand? Like,
that was, I did appreciate him capturing them. Kanye in a, you know, patented leather. What do you even call the outfit? It's not a Klan outfit. It's like a, actually. It's definitely a Klan outfit. Yeah.
I gotta make a correction. I think the black makes it Dia de los Muertos.
What is the Day of the Dead?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't at all.
Yes, it does, dude.
I think it's still just a Klan outfit.
The Dia de los Muertos costumes look exactly like that.
So that's a thing. And so does, God, there's a country, like a Scandinavian country, believe it or not, that wears those. But there's like a Swiss, before the KKK started, like we were at a...
Swiss ghost.
I was at like when I was looking for schools, I was at one of the school interviews or like, you know, they sit you down, which the school's got to figure this out. You like when you go to visit schools, a lot of them put you into an auditorium or cafeteria and just hit you with the most boring PowerPoint in the world. And the one school was like, we have people from all over the country or all over the world. And they showed this like Scandinavian country doing their thing. And one of the people were wearing like for real what looked like a Klan. I got to stop doing this. They had that shit on. They were wearing
that's
it.
That's a new symbol.
Well, it's an
like,
ancient.
You know, he was a.
It is like the. It's like the swastika. And like that like crazy hat existed way before the KKK. It's like a. I don't know.
Called on nose powers too.
What?
The flooded out swastika he called on those.
Oh, yeah, he had those.
I forgot it was a swastika, and I did in the interview. I was like, damn, that chant. And I was like, forgot.
On both sides, Matt.
I know. He's been complicating things.
He owns, like, so they're like Stroops here. And I was like, cool. And I go out there, and I remember that, like, the first thing I said, I was like, I said something like, you know, they introduced me and it was like it was packed, but it was like a mediocre reception. I was like, what is this fucking like Ann Arbor? Like trying to be like,
oh, that's boo.
Yeah.
If you bring up Ann Arbor,
and they
Columbus.
Were like super flat. And I was like, I'm about to bomb. Like, and I bombed so hard that when I got off, it was even worse. I got off and I take the corner into like the back room. And the first person I see is Stroop. He goes, what happened out there?
Oh,
I was like,
shit.
I was like, I go, they're fucking, I don't know. It's just one of those.
Club sucks. Fuck place, you.
Yeah. It's fucking terrible here, man.
Fucking chill.
Sucks.
God damn.
And I was like, I go, I can't just stand up high. And then, you know, Joe's high. He's like, that was cool, right? I was like, nah. He's like, yeah, it's good. I was like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
And then I did another one high, but also with him being like, here you go. Just take it. Yeah. And you're like, all right. And the set was fine, but internally it wasn't. Because like you hear like a hand slap and you're like, what's up with that? You know, that's, I was like, what is that?
And they're like, why don't we just like, why don't you talk to your wife and I'll talk to my husband and you and I could just be together and they'll allow it and we could just be together and it'll be great. And we could do movies together, but like our wives and husbands don't care. And they're actually cheering it on.
They're supporting
us. Yeah. And then I just drive home and then you're like depressed that like she didn't, you know, DM you.
Check your DMs.
And then you're like, fuck man, I guess I suck.
Do you remember when we were in that?
She's probably thinking about you right now.
100%, dude. Yeah,
she's probably watching our show, History Hyenas.
Yeah, right she probably
she's
is.
Probably a big fan.
Do you remember? She's probably on the Patreon.
She's probably on the Patreon. You never know. Do you remember when we were in that sushi restaurant in L.A. with Tim Dillon?
Oh yes, yes. This Emma is a great Stone. Story, dude.
So Emma Stone was in there, and she went to the bathroom. And
no, but wait, but Giannis, you're missing a key part. Let me just set this up.
Yeah.
We're in this very famous sushi restaurant with Tim. It's me, Yanni, and Tim Dillon. Mm-hmm. And Tim Dillon, 20 minutes before, is telling us how much Emma Stone hates him.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, he's telling us Emma Stone despises him. And me and Giannis are listening, but we're kind of be like, this is maybe Tim's just like making it a bigger deal. Maybe Emma Stone, like, there's no way that Emma Stone hates him. And we were like, maybe Emma Stone didn't even know who any of us are. We don't know. But we were like, whatever. And then go ahead. And then
she was in the restaurant.
Like in a movie, 20 minutes later, actual Emma Stone walks in. And
And I think she came in for, this was my like serendipitous moment. She came in because I think she's the most gorgeous thing in the world. I love how big her eyes are. I like pale women, except for my wife. My wife's the most beautiful, half Italian, half Greek. But she went
smoke show, Mrs. Pappas.
She went to the bathroom. She went to the bathroom and I just saw it as an opportunity to be in the bathroom after Emma Stone.
Oh.
So she went to the bathroom, came out, and then I went to the bathroom, and I did not sniff or see.
You did.
For sure, I did not. For sure. But I did sit down and pee.
That's perfect.
I did sit down and pee. Yeah.
But, dude, that's so nice.
And then also.
That's not creepy, right?
No.
But any guy would have done that.
Dude, I mean, how
you would have done that, right?
100%.
Yeah. You can't stand to pee.
Was she just a little bit cooler than like the average toilet
seat? It just smelled so good in there.
Yeah.
I just remember how good the bathroom smelled.
She just ravaged the bathroom.
And I just sat, and I was like, this is just where Emma Stone peed. And then it felt great. Great.
But Emma then.
Did she flush? It'd be nice if you peed on her pee. That would have been next level.
That would have been incredible.
Imagine she shit in the sink. How great would that have been? You just go in as a turd in the sink. But she walked past us and was like, holy shit, Emma Stone. And then she came back because Tim was sitting with his back to hers. But then when she came back out of the bathroom, she walked and looked at Tim. And I saw her go, ugh.
Yeah.
Like that. So it confirmed everything he said.
It could have just been
like,
the
she
way
does
he,
hate him. Which
it could have
awesome.
Been just the way he was eating. Just like, yeah.
What was their beef? Why the fuck would she?
Something with Tim, you know, because Tim's hilarious.
Tim fucked her husband.
Yes. Tim,
I think that's what happened.
No, Tim's hilarious on social media. And I think he was tweeting like, you know, hilarious shit, but maybe like shitting on an Emma Stone movie.
Yeah,
you know?
That happens.
You know, that's what just makes me think about celebrity. Is it worth it to just like, you know, Emma Stone, the poor girl, she just went into the bathroom to take a piss. And then there was this guy that went in there and just sat down and peed after her.
Yeah.
And I'm telling it on a big podcast. I'm sorry, Emma Stone.
Sorry, Emma Stone.
I'm sorry I did
you
that.
You did nothing wrong.
I did nothing wrong, right. I don't think. It's not, I
sitting
didn't do
to
it.
Feel a hot lady's body heat on the toilet.
Yeah, but it's creepy a little bit. No?
I'm sorry I'm taking on my phone. I just want to make sure my hair's still good because these fans are just fucking unbelievable.
Your hair looks great, dude.
All right, we're
it's
good,
not,
dude. It's you
not,
guys
I don't
can't
think
stop
it's
me.
Creepy.
What I want to do is hang an ornament right off that Christopher Reeves curl.
Yeah.
Just right there.
That would be actually really nice.
What do you
nice
think of that?
That's nice.
Yeah.
That'd be really nice.
What do you think
just
of that?
Just a mistletoe.
Dude. Yeah, just put it right there and then kiss him right on the fucking mouth.
Hold on. Here, I just looked out my phone to like, you know, like see my hair. And then I just looked at like a quick text and I'm have a special coming out for Hulu in February. And I just got a text from like the person who like runs it, like, hey, we really need to have a conversation. So just call me when you can. I'm like, here we go. It's over, baby. It's over. There it is, folks. And it's gone. Yeah. Just like the way, you know, I just think it's done now. So this will be a fun next 30 minutes for me to just know. It's
just
done.
Wait.
Just waiting. Just and then calling her and then her not calling me back for a week.
That would have been weird if it was Emma Stone who texted
Imagine?
You. Imagine. Like, whoa. That would have been weird.
Yeah.
I want to. That's very funny. It's funny you have to sit with that for the next half an hour.
Yeah, but just deal with it.
Here's my thing. I don't think it's that creepy. That's like a mercy, because it's creepy would have been like waiting right by the door to try to do like a rom-com. Like, yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. Like, yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Giannis.
Do I know you?
Yeah. She probably gets people that like want to take pieces of her hair, her skin. Yeah. If the worst thing about you, you want to sniff her toilet seat after she goes to the bathroom, she might be like, we can actually go on dates. I didn't sniff her seat.
Not a sniff. Feel her warmth. Yeah. Feel the warmth of her body.
Yeah. You would have done the same as what you're saying?
We're going to waste it. You know, that's her body heat.
Yeah.
It's for Irvine, California, or really all of SoCal. You guys know I'm SoCal as hell. I've been SoCal. But yeah, I'll be at the Irvine Improv 11/29. That's this upcoming weekend. Well, I guess next weekend, whatever. 11/29 and 11/30. And I've also added a show on 11/31 or 12/1. I'm not sure how many days are in November, but you get the point. Next Friday, next Saturday, next Sunday, I'll be in Irvine, California. And let me just say for the record, fuck LA, dude. It's all about Irvine. I'm sick of people from LA being like, oh, you're going to Irvine? I'd never go down. Fuck you, dude. Shut up. Irvine's where all the reals are, not a bunch of pretenders out in LA. I'm going to be a famous actor. No, you're fucking not. Grow up and move to Irvine. I'll see you there. God bless you all.
Sometimes. Pardon the interruption. This may or may not be Sean Gardini speaking, and this may or may not be Sean Gardini on camera. Who is speaking and who is on camera is not important. I've come to tell you that Sean Gardini is doing stand-up comedy shows. The upcoming shows are in Cleveland, Ohio, December 8th, Buffalo, New York, December 10th, and Baltimore, Maryland, December 11th. Please come to those shows if you can. The tickets are at SeanGardini.com. Thank you.
And we're back. Hey.
Hey. Okay, so MJ, not a pedophile.
I'm not afraid. Everybody.
So you're saying MJ's not a pedophile. You're ruling. Pedophile, not a pedophile.
I don't think he's a pedophile.
Okay.
He got killed.
Now do Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, it's because I looked into all the fucking Republican. I'm blue and on now.
Yes.
I'm liberal. I watch a view with LeMaire.
Simple, yes or no?
It's hard to say. Because
simple, yes or no?
If he was a pedophile, they would have got him on it by now.
Simple,
that's
yes
the only
or no
thing that fucks me up.
What do you think simple, about the tape? No. What do you think about the tape that came out like right tapes at the end where it was like the audio of like him and Epstein?
Epstein. It wasn't him and Epstein. It was Epstein, this dude Wolf.
So why were they trying to tie Trump to
simple,
that?
Simple, yes or no?
It's hard to say. That's what I'm saying. The jury's out. I'm not. He's not my savior.
Bill, it's the internet, dude. Just say something sensational. We'll capitalize.
Simple yes or no.
At this point, I have to say no because they would have got us.
Matt Gaetz.
Brother, yeah. I don't know. There's all sorts of fucking weird shit about that. He's fucking
well, didn't
happy.
He resign?
He likes suing
allegedly
people.
Allegedly.
But he's not Trump's cabinet
what's
now. Didn't he resign
airports
out of that?
What?
I heard that if he had stayed.
Have to delete that.
I heard that if he stayed in Congress, then they would have released like the findings of the ethics things. But since he like resigned, now they can't show people whatever they found.
I don't
That's
know.
That's what I heard.
Bro, I don't know. I just, at this point, everyone's on fucking notice. Dennis Hassert was a Republican, I think Speaker of the House forever. And he was also involved in wrestling, which is fucking weird. So was Jim Jordan. There was a pedophile there, but it doesn't matter. Fucking Dennis Hassert was a Speaker of the House forever, and he was on Epstein's Island. He was friends with Podesta. He was like the OG Pizzagate guy where like Hassert was a fucking scumbag pedophile, and no one said a fucking word. So now everybody who's in that fucking thing, they're not my heroes. I fucking hate them, and they're all cool with pedophilia because they let that shit go
on.
Do
you have any heroes?
Not you. You're my hero.
Billy.
Bitch ass is gonna
everyone's
say that.
Always been cool with pedophilia. It's bro, always been cool.
Not me.
What?
It's always been elite cool. Big
no,
pedophile,
it has not, bro.
Yes, it has. Since the beginning
it's
of
a subversion.
Time.
It's a subversion, bro.
Yeah. Historically speaking, LeMaire is right. Like if you go to like the Middle East, they do Satanists. The dancing boys. It's. I'm not saying it's great. I'm glad we've all elevated
great,
up from that.
Great men were not pedophiles. Alexander the Great was not a pedophile.
He definitely fucked a boy.
Relax, bro.
You fucking. I think you actually might have named like a notable pedophile.
No.
He's Alexander the Greatest pedophile.
That's all smear, bro.
Yeah, they cut that all. Yeah,
it's all smear.
It was. It could be a smear.
They hit that with every fucking great man. Oh, he's a fucking pedophile. MJ, pedophile. It's the halls of Memento, dude. Alexander the Great, MJ.
Yeah,
guys like that.
Yeah, I think there was a part of ancient
LeBron
warfare.
James has not been named pedophile ever.
I just love when he holds books. He just doesn't read.
I can't judge him on that.
I was getting into that.
I don't know who are we to judge, dude. Chapter one. Nailed it. I know that book. I'm with LeBron James.
LeBron. The Dems are... No, we got to own the Repubs, dude.
We got to own the Repubs a little, dude.
I don't know what's going on with them. I know they're like...
They got McMahon in there. You like that, LeMaire?
Vince McMahon is in the...
No, Linda.
Why don't you like that, LeMaire?
Linda stinks and she divorced Vince.
Dude, Vince was crazy.
Vince was blueski.
You guys are wrong, dude. Vince is the man.
Vince wasn't banging wrestlers?
Who wasn't? Who would?
Dudes, bro.
So what?
Wait, he was banging the divas?
Banging the dudes. He was banging some divas. He banged the dudes. He had the dudes bang with him. Like, he'd have his top guys banging the hot
ladies. That's just a party, bro.
Yeah. That's not a party, bro.
It's just a party.
He's up to some weird 3-6 shit.
Mafia.
Yeah,
dude. Dude, here's the thing. Imagine you have all these giant wrestlers. You're going to want to see it. Like, you're going to want to see how they work. Down China. Yeah, you're going to
put it in
right.
The fucking, yeah, break down the walls.
He just took
there.
His toys out of the toy box. He took his toys out of the toy box.
I showed Shane the Destiny chats that leaked, bro. They're so gay.
What happened?
He's talking about having a butt plug in and thinking about sucking dudes. That's literally a quote.
Who, Dest?
Destiny's talking this shit.
He might have just been being really funny.
I just a butt plug. This is so intense.
Here's the thing. If he was joking, that might be the funniest thing in the world, dude.
Yeah. What if he was being funny?
If he was joking,
that's hilarious. If he was being funny,
if you're being funny, that's the funniest thing in the world. Say,
they go, oof, this is intense. That just sounds too real. Imagine, dude, chicks walk around with that shit in your ass, bro.
Butt plugs?
Yeah.
That'd be sick to like sit on a political debate and just be plugged up.
Yep.
Yeah.
I disagree, actually.
Tokens.
I'm not going to judge a man for wearing a butt plug. It is intense, I bet. He's not a liar.
You can say a lot about him.
He's not a liar.
The truth on this.
Yeah,
he's
an absolute truth.
He's definitely telling the truth. That just
it is funny to wear one and act like it's like a medic, like an insulin detective. Like, hold on, my fucking butt plug.
Yeah, you got to check the app.
Give me a second. I need to board the plane first. My butt plug's going crazy right now. I need to do a medical pre-board.
I need an orange juice.
What percent of people do you think are walking around with butt plugs in? Day to day. You think it's
10%?
10% is crazy.
10% is way too much. No way.
All day?
I think it's a solid
walking around with butt plugs?
Yeah.
Chicks 10%. Do it supposedly to prepare for anal sex later in the night.
That 10%.
And then you got gay dudes who that's there every day.
That's what I've heard.
Prepare for anal sex later in the night.
If you wear it all day, it's intense. Yeah.
You think you would just like, you would, I'd be crazy.
Later in the night.
When you do deviant shit like that.
It'd be nice under the moon. Uncorking yourself game. And take a dump would be nice.
Your game.
Dude, popping the cork to dump, that
holding
would be
it
nice.
In all day?
Yeah.
No.
You ever take a dump that almost comes out sideways and it hurts?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not no. Sideways, but I've had
or just like a fucking big fucker.
Wait, you've had like a breach?
Yeah, definitely.
It hurts.
Wait, in your mind, you think it's because it's coming out sideways?
Oh, no, like, that's what it feels like. You know what I mean?
It's like a piece on Tetris, just
yeah.
I've had a long one.
You get a square.
Yeah.
I've gotten split one time.
Yeah, for sure.
It hurts, bro.
You get split open.
Yeah, you got split open.
You shower before bed. You wake up, you got a dry butt. You got a dry asshole prime for the crackling. And you drop a fucking square.
A Tetris cube.
You drop a cube. You go, where the fuck am I going to put this?
You drop it next to four straight logs and go, yes. Tetris. I just got killed. My shit's been out.
Happened me the other day.
Huh?
Happened me the other day.
For real?
Whoa.
Yeah. It was intense.
Yeah. It was intense.
You were destined. Oof. Oof. You went, oof.
You could have been more diligent and wore the plug. He's probably just getting ready for fat turds, dude.
Yeah.
He's probably getting ready for the fattest turds.
Supposedly he enjoys cock holding.
Hmm?
Cock holding?
What is that?
Cock holding? Cuckolding. My fucking girlfriend's dad forever just called it cockholding.
I thought you were real talking.
It's a dude who just sits there and holds his cock. See, that guy's a cockhold.
Like, that's what I was imagining. I mean, I was like, is that a thing where you just like hold someone's dick for them?
No.
Follow them around.
It's just his version of cuck.
I could see subbing out and just holding someone's dong for like, excuse me, putting a little leash on it. Dude, Tom was telling me there's a new movie out about Nicole Kidman is getting dommed.
Oh, yeah. Spade was telling me about that.
She's a power businesswoman, and like an intern comes in and is like, get on the floor. And just, it's like a new 50 Shades of Grey type. Just her getting dommed. Say. That'd be nice to see. Take your babe and go see Nicole Kim and get
Kim and I loved her.
Oh, I got this is, oh fuck, I don't know if I should say it. All right.
Society.
All right, I'll say it, whatever. Ah, this is a tough one. This is exposing.
It's bad?
No, I just, all right. So we're watching, I'm with my parents, we're watching Notre Dame football.
My dad pulls out a butt plug.
My dad's butt plug started vibe. No, it's worse.
No.
So we're watching Notre Dame. I went back home to chill with the boy. My father's got to be sober watching football, and it's tough to watch, man.
Prayers
he's just white knuckling the fucking.
Prayers up.
He's white knuckling NFL Sunday. Just fuck.
Oh no!
Makes the celebrations hurt more.
Notre Dame's playing. And guy makes a play. His name's Christian Gray. He plays for Notre Dame. My mom goes, where do I know that name?
Oh, no.
What do you mean? She's like, it's in a book. And I was like, is it like, I don't know what book it is. She's like, oh, I know. And that was quiet. And I was like, what are you talking? 50 Shades of Gray.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I know exactly. As soon as you
and
said
then,
it.
And then my other sister's there. And she's like, yeah, mom read like fucking five of those
They all
books.
Do.
And I was like, ew. And then she goes, yeah. And then she gave him to Katie when she was done. And I was like, dude, that's fucking disgusting.
That's like training porn mags.
Exactly. That's what I said.
They all
watch
it.
That's fucking disgusting.
Most women are addicted to erotic literature.
Yeah, but you don't want to think about your mom fucking.
Damn, she has them on like top of the VCR, like at your dad's.
Yeah, she's hiding them. You can find where the bookmark was. You go, oh, that's where she finished.
Oh, fuck.
And then tossing it to your other sister, being like, yo.
Get her fired up. Care.
Are they on Audible?
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see that guy on Instagram who blasts?
This is Audible.
There's a guy who on Instagram who blasts 50 Shades and goes through drive-thrus. And it's pretty fucking funny. Yeah. You see guys, like, and then he grabbed my ass, and you see a guy like handing fries, like, what the fuck?
I thought that was more of a bombshell.
That is
was.
Hilarious, dude.
It hurt.
Did you know right away?
Ruined
when
the
like, Christian
Ruined Graham, the whole second half of the game. Yeah. I just sat there going.
You just held your father's hand. You're like, it's all right, father. Don't worry.
And my father, he's in poor health. He just had to sit there. I mean, that should have driven him to alcohol. A disgusting wife and daughter.
No, all women.
Off.
So yeah, he got to get his boy. But, yeah, dude. And then, like, his mom died, shit himself. You know, his mom farted to death. He shit all over the place.
It's a good thing you can't die from that now, because my mom would be dead.
Mom, no, I'm worried about you, Mom.
Yours are worse. I boopered. Did you booper?
Something bad.
I swear to God, my mom called him boopers when we were young.
That's so fucking funny.
Booper is funny.
Brittany doesn't like fart. I have won. That was a battle.
Fart was a bad word when we were young.
Dude, fart.
Wasn't it?
I was about
I
to
feel
say
like when I said fart, it was a problem.
If I was like, I farted, they'd be like, stop, you're being fresh. But Brittany tried to establish poot as like the fart word in her
That's
house.
That's weird.
Dude, I said, look, man,
we're not
going to
be
do this.
Weird. We're not a weird family.
Yeah, we're not doing exactly.
We're on the cusp already.
He said, look.
We're right on the border of being the weirdest family anybody's ever seen. We can't say poot.
We cannot say poot. That was a battle. Dude, there was like lexicon battles where I was like, these kids are saying fart. And the first couple of times, Maya's like, I farted. And I see Brittany.
We're a fart family.
I see Brittany going.
Under this roof, we're a fart family.
It's my mother-in-law's going all pissed off. Like, we're not saying fucking poot, you weirdos. Yeah. Fuck that. It was fart. My friend was a Heine burp family, dude.
Heine burp?
I just say Heine burp. I just say Heine burp, dude.
Tommy says TT for taking a piss, and it makes me want to kill him.
Yeah, I get in trouble for saying
it's like,
piss,
yeah,
too.
I'm going to take a TT. I'm like, jeez.
You say piss. I get in trouble. I hate that word. It's like, what, piss? I'm going to say I'm going to urinate.
Saying crap to people bothers them.
Crap
I really
is nice.
Like saying, I got stand up from a table and go, I'm about to take a crap. Oh, pardon me. I have to crap.
I guess what do you do in polite society? You have to euphemize it. Like, I'm going to go relieve some. I need to make room.
I need to release my bladder.
There's a polite way to be like, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
Pardon me, I have to visit the powder room.
Yeah, true. I have to
powder my nose. That's a euphemism for I'm going to go crap out, drop a mud pile back there.
Dude, so Hamilton, mom dies.
I'm
going
to take my shirt off and drop a horse pile.
Or you can politely ask, be like, where's the bathroom? And they go, it's over there. And be like, I was thinking more of an upstairs.
More of a taking a shit type place.
I was thinking maybe I'd head.
Seclusion.
Maybe I need to get higher ground on this.
It's
going to
be loud crap.
Because I'm going to drop a gigantic fucking dump, and it's going to need to travel downwards, not straight across. Yeah.
We're going to need gravity behind this log. There's a log plume. I'm going to need to get up to the top.
So be like, did you ever clog your toilet? How big was the turd? Because mine's about to be probably record size right now.
What's the biggest turd your toilet's ever choked down? Because I'm about to choke your toilet. how big is the hole in your toilet? Because
yeah, you'll never guess who clogs the toilet between people. Women can clog the toilet, dude.
Yeah,
dude. I mean,
I don't think it's the pile though. I think they overwipe.
You think they overwipe?
I don't think women drop piles like that,
dude. I'm telling you, I'll never stop talking about my aunt's turd. My cousin brought me
upstairs. You witnessed it.
It was just a regular. You know, like when you were a kid, you had no agenda on the day at all.
Yeah,
I just walk into my cousin's house. I'm like, yeah, maybe they have like good cereal. Open up the thing. My cousin's like, dude, come here.
You got to see my mom's come shit. Here, dude.
And it's brought me upstairs. So like, it was a pale brown. That was the first pale, almost clay. The color of this couch. It was
a white whale. You've been looking for it ever since. You're Captain Ahab. You got to find another one.
It's the color of this very couch, dude.
This might be it.
It was clay.
Upholstered it.
It was like a red clay of the earth.
It was split in half like the Titanic.
I think it was shipwrecked.
Yeah.
But dude, I mean, it was like kerneled nicely. It had a nice like pine cone cluster to it. Nothing,
oh my God.
Nothing crazy. Not like a corn cob, yeah.
But it was ribbed on the way out. She felt it. She felt that thing.
It was rung like a tree. It was like tree rings, dude. It was.
You can see how old
it was. An old growth, dude.
It was just 3 hours old. It's been.
I told my cousin to cut it in half so I can get the age on it. I'm like, right here was World War II.
Oh, this fuck, dude. Stop. Showing somebody your mom's turd. It's so fucking funny. Be like, dude, you gotta see my mom's shit.
The fact that he had eyes on it, he had put eyes on it
and saved it. Did he know you were coming, or was he just like, I can't wait till someone comes
over? He was coming. He put eyes on it, then he preserved it, dude. He was like a historical committee. You cannot flush his turd.
He was in there.
Today, my mother had oatmeal for breakfast.
Holy fuck, dude.
Oh my. Yeah, it's the same cousin that we used to play Sniff the John, where it was like he would take a dump and make me and my younger cousin. He's like, I want to see how close you can get to that and sniff it. We'd have to get like inches from a turd and go we just go outside and kill bees.
Oh,
dude, I used to kill as many bees as I could every day. I didn't know they were endangered. I feel bad. Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, I killed one summer. I think I caused like a little bit of the bee shortage.
A dip in the area.
I didn't stop, dude. I killed them. It was weeks. I just sat there and every bee I saw captured, killed. I would shake them in containers, make them fight each other. Pretty sick.
Did they ever fight?
Yeah, bees. They would crawl across each other. And I'm like, they're fighting. They're fighting.
I always had a poor record with making animals fight. And
spider
like,
versus bee?
Spider. I would try to get spiders to fight. They didn't fight that much.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever successfully got a spider fight. I think I came back and one was dead, and I was like, that's the champion.
Dude, when you asked me to the bees fight him, I was like, yeah, but I was like, no, they're probably just crawling. I think they're just crawling.
Yeah, they were probably in there like, dude, what are we, where are we?
They were getting shaky, being like, hey, get the fuck out of my way, dude. We're clearly in a cage match. These intelligent species put us in a cage match. We're just fighting for our freedom. I buried a grasshopper in a sandbox for 4 days in a Chinese food container, and it lived. 4 days later, popped it out, and it was just hopped away.
Yeah. Fully, had no recollection of
fully
the
ultimate
hell
warrior.
Endured.
Ultimate warrior to fucking grass. Yeah, grasshopper just sat in the darkness for 4 days.
Yeah,
and they got released.
They got released and was like, "What the hell was that?"
Yeah, bug matches were sick.
Bug matches were so fucking cool.
Yeah, like a fucking thousand legger, bee, grasshopper, just shake it as hard as you could. And be like, I think they're fucking punching each other right
potions
now.
Potions on anthills. You ever concoct things and just dump it on animals?
My cousin made potions and would try to feed it to
potions
my
potions on animals was great.
The potion on an anthill was nice.
Anthill. Not, I wouldn't.
I was more of a magnifying glass guy.
Oh, really? I never got the magnifying glass. Yeah, I never made it work.
It was pretty nice.
I didn't have the patience for it.
I think I just I don't think I actually burnt them. I think I just fucking, I was like, yeah, they're fucking cooking under this thing.
Yeah, this is hurting those.